according to John, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and to go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. And then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" And Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." And Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." And Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share in me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but my hands and my head." And Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him, and for this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." Now, after he washed their feet, he had put on his robe and had returned to the table. And he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your teacher, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. And if you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." When Judas had gone out to betray him, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I have said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. But I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and to go to the Father. And having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Jesus loved them to the end, to the very last moment, but also loved to the very last of his strength and with all his being. Jesus loved them utterly and completely and without hesitation. Jesus loved with purpose. This world, this earth, is infused with life. People are created to flourish. And love is both motive to preserve life and a means to nurture life. Love is the greatest power of all, for it makes life happen. Now, so-called powers that seek to control cannot create love like love does, cannot create like love does. Powers that dominate cannot nurture and bring about goodness. And powers that must win at all costs cannot bring about security and well-being. Attitudes of domination and fighting and conquering crush the spirit of foe and self alike, reducing humanity to animal instincts and self-preservation. Adversarial worldviews of us and them, suspicion of other ethnicities and beliefs, fear of differences, magnified dangers only separate and divide and diminish. Death is the ultimate threat of such so-called powers. These same so-called powers attempt to assert violent dominance over Jesus and overthrow the power of love that Jesus gives. And in these final days, Jesus is about to demonstrate that even death's feeble threats cannot stop life and cannot prevent love. Tonight we recall the last night of Jesus. Jesus knew this was his last and had last words for his friends. We call this night Maundy Thursday after the Latin Maundatum Novum, which means new mandate, new commandment. It is the words Jesus spoke to his beloved followers. I give you a new commandment that you love one another as I have loved you. A new commandment, a commandment that is modeled on Jesus himself, a commandment that summarizes all that God intends for creation, that summarizes all that God is about in the Bible, and that summarizes what life means. Knowing all that conspires outside that room that night, Jesus rose from supper, laid aside his clothes, and readied himself for work. And he knelt before his disciples. The teacher and Lord knelt as servant to those lesser than he. And by this, Jesus shows them how to love. The world's ways are to take and keep, to accumulate at the expense of others. And the world's ways are to feel entitled to special treatment, to expect my wants to be met, to be catered to because I deserve it. The world's ways are to dominate and rule and command. The world's ways are petty and selfish, scant in love. But Jesus shows how to love. A new commandment Jesus gives, to love as Jesus loves. We are to love another the way Jesus loves the other, by giving and serving for the sake of the other, of another, by seeking the good of others, what Jesus calls love. We bear the spirit of Jesus in our very actions. Jesus said, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, when you love one another." A new commandment Jesus gives, to love as Jesus loves. You know, the common quote which we most often hear is, love your neighbor as yourself. And that is not so hard to do if you care about yourself at least a little bit. But loving neighbor as oneself is a good moral, even for those who do not follow Jesus. Loving neighbor as oneself is certainly a noble cause and a worthy endeavor. But that is not what Jesus commands tonight. Tonight, Jesus commands us to love as Christ himself loves. The standard for caring and giving and living is the extent that Jesus loves. Now, it's easy to love those who look like us, act like us, have the same values as us. The love of Jesus goes beyond that. The love of Jesus greets that person who does not speak English with a smile and a desire to understand them. The love of Jesus admits that the inner first fear when seeing someone of a different race admits that first fear and sets aside ingrown assumptions and seeks to know the other as the wonderful person God has made them. the love of Jesus ventures past that superficial, "How are you?" to pause and to share time and to listen to the cares of the other. The love of Jesus takes risks so as to allow the other space to find a home and flourish. Christ's love is commitment to the well-being of others. It is giving oneself for the sake of another. It is doing whatever we can to make another's life blessed. Now, Jesus commands an odd thing this night. Jesus could have said, "Be kind to one another." And Jesus could have said, "Be faithful as I have been faithful." Jesus could have said, "Obey the Lord as I have obeyed." But instead he said, "Love." "Love one another as I have loved you." Love so boldly that it makes a difference. Love so generously that someone's day is a little better. Love so often that the world around is changed. The mark of a Christian above all is love. And the greatest power of all is love.